"What is it?" he asked. "What's wrong?"
"Eating snails."
Paul looked at her surprised. He'd been joking with his mother and Bree in the vestibule before the wedding, kidding about the feast they'd have in Chateauneuf. Phoebe stood quietly at the edge of the conversation. He hadn't thought she was listening. This was a mystery, too, Phoebe's presence in the world, what she saw and felt and understood. All he really knew of her he could put on an index card. She loved cats, weaving, listening to the radio, and singing in church. She smiled a lot, was prone to hugs, and was, like him, allergic to bee stings.
"Snails aren't so bad," he said. "They're chewy, kind of like garlic gum."
Phoebe made a face, and then she laughed.
"Gross," she said. "That's gross, Paul."
The breeze moved lightly in her hair, and her gaze was still fixed on the scene before them. The moving guests, the sunlight, the leaves, all woven through with music. Her cheeks were scattered with freckles, just like his own. Far across the lawn, his mother and Frederick lifted a silver cake knife.
"Me, I'm Robert," Phoebe said. "We're getting married, too."
Paul smiled. He'd met Robert on that first trip to Pittsburgh. They'd gone to the grocery store to see him, tall and attentive, dressed in a brown uniform, wearing a name tag. When Phoebe introduced them shyly, Robert had immediately taken Paul's hand and clapped him on the shoulder, as if they were seeing each other after a long absence.
"Good to see you, Paul. Phoebe and me were getting married, so pretty soon you and me will be brothers. How about that?"
And then, pleased, not waiting for a response, confident that the world was a good place and that Paul shared his pleasure, he turned to Phoebe and put his arm around her, and the two of them had stood there, smiling.
"It's too bad Robert couldn't come."
Phoebe nodded.
"Robert likes parties," she said.
"That doesn't surprise me," Paul said.
Paul watched his mother slip a bite of cake into Frederick's mouth, touching the corner of his lip with her thumb. She was wearing a dress the color of cream, and her hair was short, blonde turning silver, making her green eyes look larger. He thought of his father, wondering what their wedding had been like. He'd seen the photos, of course, but that was just the surface. He wanted to know what the light had been like, how the laughter had sounded. He wanted to know if his father had leaned down like Frederick was now doing to kiss his mother after she'd licked a bit of frosting from her lips.
"I like pink flowers," Phoebe said. "I want lots and lots of pink flowers at my wedding."
She grew serious then, frowned and shrugged, the green dress slipping a little against her collarbone. She shook her head.
"But me and Robert, we have to save the money first."
The breeze lifted, and Paul thought of Caroline Gill, tall and fierce, standing in the hotel lobby in downtown Lexington with her husband, Al, and Phoebe. They'd all met there yesterday on neutral ground. His mother's house was empty, a for sale sign in the yard. Tonight, she and Frederick would leave for France. Caroline and Al had driven in from Pittsburgh, and after a polite, if somewhat uneasy, brunch together, they had left Phoebe here for the wedding while they went on a holiday to Nashville. Their first vacation alone, they'd said, and they seemed happy about it. Still, Caroline had hugged Phoebe twice, then paused on the sidewalk to look back through the window and wave.
"Do you like Pittsburgh?" Paul asked.
He'd been offered a job there, a good job with an orchestra. He had an offer from an orchestra in Santa Fe as well.
"I like Pittsburgh," Phoebe said. "My mother says it has a lot of stairs, but I like it."